Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. And today is Wednesday. And on Wednesday, it's called It's a Wrap Wednesday. We are ending the first half and beginning the second half of 2020. And 2020 has been a doozy. And I just want you to think back. What have you lost? What have you gained? What have you obtained? What have you become new in for the year 2020? 2020 truly has been all about change. And you know the saying, hindsight is 2020. Literally, hindsight is 2020 in 2020. I mean, no one could have ever imagine what would be going on right now for the year 2020. We all had our plans. We all had what we're going to do and how we're going to do it. And that came with a normal life, pretty much. But nothing will ever be the same in 2020, from George Floyd to COVID to how we conduct our daily lives and work is all different. So I'm glad to be able to present to you with Cleopatra Memphis Studios in the year 2020, the second half. Even during COVID, our pandemic, we will not stop. It's all about education here, education for the arts. But for me, the first half of 2020 has been an amazing learning experience for me, and what it takes to survive a pandemic mentally, to get yourself together mentally. For me, it wasn't much of a change for me, but I have to do the opposite of what most Americans do. And that is, reach out to more people and get out even more. But what's even more awesome is our wonderful, now having our wonderful new network that we'll be displaying at the end of this month on the 31st, which is the last year of me being in my 30s, my 39th birthday. So we get to expound all this education through our network to everyone in the world. Also, we have a new cosmetics line that we are launching on the 29th, which is National Lipsticks Day. I got to take some classes and get some certifications and do things I've always wanted to do because it mattered to me most. What I learned is that with work and everything that goes with a daily grind, you really don't get to focus on yourself like you would like. So it's work in focusing on yourself, even if you are like me, where you have to have that time to refresh and you do it automatically. When you have complete and utter and total time to yourself, it's about reconnecting with yourself, what your desires are. And Lord knows you need people there that support you. And that is a major difference in your growth, whether you are working or not. You got to have somebody there. You got to have people there that will support and take care of you mentally, spiritually, and mentally, spiritually, emotionally. You really have to have someone there to support you. It's not just you. And if it is just you, you need to have something that you're grounded in, which is hopefully something higher than yourself, which is God, because we cannot do it on our own, as you can see. So I am just happy that we all have made it, the ones who have to this point in the year 2020, during COVID, during our losses, from Kobe to George Floyd to Breonna Taylor. I am just happy that we are still here to make a difference, to make a move, to make things change for the better. Because during this hindsight, we can do better. So if you want to call in and tell us about your 2020 hindsight experience, please do at 563-999-3596. That's 563-999-3596. Or you can email us at info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. That's info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. And I want to say thank you for all the people who have been supporting us through all this time. We are about to run up on our 100th episode this month. So we're going to be giving a shout out to the people who always support us from the beginning, when we were just nothing more than an idea, from Ayla to Morgan. I could go on and on, from everybody in Memphis that supported me when it was nothing more than a simple idea, to Sean Bullock, who's gone on in heaven, Lord rest in peace. So many people who have helped me. So I thank you. I thank you from the bottom of my heart, and trust me, I will make you proud. So until next time, people, in the year 2020, for the second half, be great.